200 years ago, the man known as the Great Emancipator, Abraham Lincoln, was born. In honor of his birth, a special performance of The Lonesome Train is being given at New York's famed Riverside Church. It's an audio portrait of the slain president's final journey by rail through the byways and backwaters of America to his final resting place. The musical tribute originally premiered in 1942 and was composed by activist and musician Earl Robinson. It has not been performed in its entirety for 50 years. Maurice Perez is from the Aaron Copland School of Music at Queens College in New York. He'll be conducting the performance at Riverside Church. I asked him about the history of this special musical tribute.
They carried the news from Washington that Abraham Lincoln's time had come.
Earl, the composer Earl Robinson, called it a cantata, or a folk ballad. It tells the story of Lincoln's being on this train, his body being on this train and going from town to town, from whistle stop to whistle stop, and in a musical fashion, and it's a rather remarkable piece.
You became friends with the composer, Earl Robinson. Why was The Lonesome Train so important to him in his body of work, which included the folk ballad, Joe Hill?
Oh, well, he was always interested in writing works that would stimulate people, instill in people the sense of brotherhood. And this is 1944, where the war has just begun, the Second World War. And Earl and Millard Lampel, who was the writer of the text, got together and they thought, let's do something about Lincoln and that the fact that this body traveled all over the country and people of all sorts came to honor him, because that was a way of talking about brotherhood and about freedom. So they cast this piece, and it took off. It became fairly overnight a fairly popular piece. And it was quickly done at, for example, at the Hollywood Bowl with a big orchestra and such. And it was also recorded twice. So it's gone to sleep, but we're bringing it back.
The slaves were free, the war was won, but the fight for freedom had just begun.
One of the scenes that caught my ear was the scene in the church when Lincoln is at the back and people are they're talking about him. Describe that for our listeners.
Well, we did it for the first time at the Riverside Churches, which is where we're going to be doing this performance, on the very 200th birthday of Lincoln's birth. Yeah, and so the important thing is that we had never heard this preacher. And Earl had this insight that wherever Lincoln went, wherever the body was brought, people thought they saw him on the edge of the train platform. They saw him in the back of this old Baptist church where the black gospel preacher was singing and people were responding to him. He's talking about there were not slaves anymore and no more whips and no more bad people to hurt us. And later on in the piece, they say that he's part of a square dance. Didn't we see Lincoln out there dancing with one of the prettiest girls? But coming back to the gospel preacher, last night was the first time that any of the choir, we had 220 people, and the orchestra of 60 or 70, and Ruby Dee standing there, and my two colleagues here, and he started to do this gospel thing, and the choir responded. It's an art form. I mean, it's an American art form. And Earl was clever enough to incorporate this thing into this wonderful story of American musicians who honored Lincoln.
You may bury me in the East. You may bury me in the West. But I'll hear that trumpet sound in the morning.
Award-winning actress Ruby Dee is narrator for The Lonesome Train.
I like working with an orchestra. I like the drama of mixing the media, you know, the drama of the prose and the rhythms music imposes on the story and the whole dynamic of the interplay between words and music.
Have you had rehearsals, and what have the rehearsals been like?
Oh, it's very much like the human voice becoming another instrument in the orchestra. Mr. Perez, who's the conductor, he recognizes the excitement of the drama in terms of contrast and excitement.
You know, final thing I want to ask you is this. You know, Abraham Lincoln was known as the great emancipator, and the tributes to him musically and in film, this is just another example of it. Now we have a new president who has patterned himself in some ways after Abraham Lincoln. Do you think that there is a connection that people who are going to see the program will be able to make with our new president in resurrecting the image, shall we say, of Abraham Lincoln?
Yes, because I do believe that ideas live, and they live through the ages, and they live through the pages. And to be impressed when you're so young by the spirit of such a man as Abraham Lincoln and all the books and analysis of his life and his work, we need examples, we need patterns, and these good people become ladders leading us to the better part of ourselves. And that's what I think Lincoln is to Obama.
Friends, we got a new land. Ain't no riding boss with no whip. Don't have no backbiter. Liars can't go. Cheaters can't go.
That was actress Ruby Dee, who will narrate The Lonesome Train at Riverside Church tomorrow. We also heard from Maurice Perez from the Aaron Copland School of Music at Queens College in New York. He'll be conducting the performance. Music was performed by balladeer Michael Mark and banjo player Eric Weisberg. They joined us from our NPR studios in New York. That's our show for today. Glad you could join us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, some argue that the financial crisis swept President Obama into the White House. As he takes his pitch to the people, public support is waffling. We'll take a closer look at the economic heavy lifting ahead for this administration.